Welcome you into the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network here for our radio listeners. We've been having some technical issues, but should be on the air now. It's Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore. Indians are leading it 1-0 over the Mustangs. As we are into the top of the fifth. It's a 1-1 count for Stanhope Elmore. Indians scored the one run back in the third. They have runners on the corners now, or the Mustangs do, with no outs. A bunt is skied behind home plate and will be fouled. It's a 1-2 count, and if you want any idea of just how hot it is here today, that's been part of our problems in the booth as well, has been some of the stuff kind of overheating on us a little bit. And so that's what the players are kind of having to deal with here on the field. Pitch from Lombardi. Wave and a miss, and he goes down. A strikeout for Miller Lombardi. That's his sixth of the ball game here.
Number six, Hayden Anderson.
Lombardi ties his season high. Runners on the corner still with one out after the strikeout against Noah Allen. Pitch comes in there downstairs. This is Hayden Anderson. Anderson had a single in the first, was walked in the third. Is slapped to center field, deep center field even, but he will go down and track it. That's Browning who got it. The third base runner tags up and will score. Tristan Wilson comes in and ties the ball game. Indians do pick up the second out, though.
Number one, Grayson Jones.
Got it up at one each here in the top of the fifth with two outs. Jacob Tharp is still standing at first base. Remember, he got on off of the walk as Hayden Anderson just went down for the flyout. This is Grayson Jones now, the lefty batter. Pitch well outside. One-oh. Outside again. Stanhope has had a tough time getting people to score. They also had a hitting problem for most of this game with just the one base hit in the first. They've had one this inning. 2-0 pitch is outside again. Miller Lombardi has walked a trio of Mustangs so far, including at least one in each of the last three innings. Already had one this inning with Tharp, again, who stands at first base. 3-0 pitch. Up and away. And that will walk him. A four-pitch, four-ball walk for Grayson Jones. He takes first. Mustangs now with runners on first and second. Toughest spot that Lombardi has been put in today. He'll have to try and get himself out of it here with Kavaris Ellis. Ellis was struck out looking and walked. Walked. That came in the first and fourth. This pitch in the dirt. That's five consecutive balls here for Lombardi, who's really been effective finding the zone, at least early on. I wonder if maybe the pitch count's starting to go a little high on Lombardi. Can he rally here with runners at first and second? Pitch is down for ball two. do have some movement in the bullpen for Wetumpka. It's Owen Piles who is getting warmed up. So we'll see if that change ends up happening later on. For the moment, this is still Lombardi's problem to deal with. Indians hold a 17-2 record when scoring first. They did so today back in the third. With a two-ball and no-strike count for Kavaris Ellis. Runners at first and second with two outs in the top of the fifth. Mustangs have already scored one this inning. Pitch goes downstairs. That is seven consecutive pitches outside of the zone now for Lombardi. Would be the third walk of the inning. If this one can't find the center of the plate. 3-0. Got it that time. 3-1. Finally found the zone there after what was a little bit of a struggle. Can he battle back on the hitter's count? Lombardi looks back at second, takes a breath. Now he deals. Called for ball four. Stanhope Elmore loading the bases here with three runners, all of which that have been walked. So it's Jacob Tharp that stands at third base. Grayson Jones at second. Kavaris Ellis at third. Braden Smith will come up. He is really 0 for 2 today. He had an error that got him on in the second. Lombardi can still get out of this, though, with two outs already down. His first pitch is upstairs. Time will be called here as Coach Russ Brooks wants to talk with Lombardi for a moment. We'll see if this inspires a change or if they're going to trust Lombardi to try and stick through this. They haven't quite gotten Owen Piles up and ready just yet, I don't think. We shall see. Coach Brooks in his second season with the Indians, he's 46-22 over his two-year tenure. Remember, he spent plenty of time with Indians Athletics before that as an assistant coach for baseball. He was a DBs and linebackers coach for football and continues in that position as well. Stepped into the head coaching role after Coach Dismukes, who he was an assistant for, left the program. Coach Brooks will leave Lombardi on the mound here, so not ready to pull the plug just yet. But again, Stanhope Elmore's progress here has really come from unearned bases. With just two hits today and still having a loaded base situation. Three walks this inning compared to a total of two walks in the first four. And it all came right after Lombardi had just tied his season high for strikeouts. It's not like he's been having a bad day. He's just in a bit of a tough spot here. We resume with Braden Smith still at bat and a 1-0 count, two outs, and a tie ball game, one each. This pitch, again, couldn't find the zone. Smith tried a check swing, but did not go all the way around. Pitch is called for a strike. It may have clipped that outside corner. This is the most walks in a ball game given up from Lombardi with five. He has not given up more than two in any previous appearance. Granted, he has also not started for very many this year as a high pitch comes in to make it a 3-1 count. Pitching through 4 2/3. The most he's played in a single game was 5. That was against Prattville just about a month ago, March 17th. A 3-1 count. A walk here would give Stanhope the lead, and ooh, they'll say he caught the zone, and the count will go full. Again, kind of trying to find that outside corner and maybe getting a little bit of extra credit here. Full count for Lombardi and a chance to get out of this pickle. Payoff. Called for a strike, and he finds his way out of it. He sets a new season high in strikeouts with 7, and it strands loaded bases for Stanhope Elmore. Indians are still knotted up after the Mustangs tacked one on to make it 1-1 midway through 5 on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
Casual Seafood presents the bottom of the fifth inning. Wharf Casual Seafood is fresh, fast, and always delicious. Visit Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka. It has something for everyone, from shrimp and fish to po' boys and salads. Enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. The Indians are tied up again with Stanhope Elmore after the run scored moments ago in the top of this inning. And it came off just one hit, by the way, for Stanhope Elmore. Miller Lombardi allowed three walks in that inning. However, to his credit, he did also record 2 strikeouts to give himself a new season high. Could have been a lot worse as well. Mustangs had bases loaded, and that last strikeout stranded all of them. Stanhope Elmore has stranded 7 on so far as the Indians come back up to bat with Connor Jacks. First pitch will be laced to right field, getting past the second baseman, and a leadoff single for Connor Jacks. His second base hit of the afternoon.
Number 20, Kyle Richardson.
Jacks has made it on all 3 appearances now, including an error that got him on. Kyle Richardson got on once in the first. He's now up. That came off of a walk. Still up against Jordan Jones on the mound for Stanhope Elmore. Pitch is bunted towards left, picked up by the third baseman, and the throw from Braden Smith will record the out on a sack bunt. Again, Wetumpka has been comfortable playing this small ball approach for a little bit now, with Jacks managing to advance into scoring position because of that. We've seen a couple sack bunts before. Stanhope Elmore has kind of taken that same approach. But we've also seen just a lot of ground balls, not a lot getting deep into the field here today. One out, a runner at first. A 1-1 ball game in the bottom of the fifth. Jones looks back, now he deals. Swung at and fouled by Aiden Peek. Peek had an RBI single last time up in the third. Got on off of a fielder's choice in the first inning. He'll look back. Now the 0-1 pitch. Swung at, skied towards right. It's trailing foul. Can they catch it? Yes, they can. Grayson Jones got under it, the right fielder. Just in foul territory there in shallow right. A foul fly against Aiden Peek. That makes out number two with the man still at second in Jax. And it'll bring up the senior all-star catcher, Logan Fawcett. Fawcett's average coming into this game, just 262. He's actually on the bottom end of this Indians team this season in average, but his on-base percentage was 444 coming into the day. And that is well into the upper echelon there, and second on the team behind Miller Lombardi, who's at 463. May have evened out at this point. Lombardi's 0 for 2 this afternoon. Two outs, runner at second. Tied up one each. First pitch to Fawcett. Driven to right field on a ground ball. Scooped up by Allen. He'll make the throw to first, and that will end the fifth inning. Indians get a base hit off of Connor Jacks to lead off, but can't do anything with it. They strand him at second, and we are still tied with ones on each end of the scoreboard here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Right here at home with Baptist Health. From emergency care to advanced heart services, orthopedics, and women's health, Baptist Health is delivering the kind of care our community deserves, close to home. Their team of physicians, nurses, and specialists are committed to one thing, you and your family. Because great health care isn't about treatment, it's about trust. Choose the care more families across Central Alabama count on every day. Baptist Health, stronger together.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home. With affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region, CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. We are tied up in the top of the sixth inning here as Wetumpka goes back into the field. They will make a pitching change in the process of this. They just had Miller Lombardi exit. I'll give you his numbers in a bit. But this is Spencer Johnson, who is on the mound now for the Indians. Beg your pardon, Dylan Jordan, who is up. Jordan, this season, a 3-2 record with one save. 7 games played, 5 starts, over 22 and a third. He's given up 9 hits, 5 earned runs, 16 walks, and 36 strikeouts. He's holding a 1.57 ERA. Get you Lombardi's numbers here in just a moment as he is wrapped up for the evening. Again, tied up at one apiece. Mustangs up to bat after scoring the one run an inning ago. This is Cooper Mitchell to lead off. Mitchell waves and misses. An 0-1 count. Jordan deals. This one swung at, driven to right field. Trailing in for it is the right fielder in Kyle Richardson, who's got it.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a tougher play for Richardson to make. He's playing relatively deep out there in right field, and on a pop-up like that, got to really hustle to get over there, but Richardson makes it look easy, one down.
Next up for Stanhope is Davis Foshi. 0 for 2 on the afternoon, a fly out to right field, and was struck out looking in the fourth. His pitch, a wave and a miss. Started off with a strike on both batters' face so far. This pitch also swung at and missed. Want to give an update on Miller Lombardi's numbers, by the way. He finishes with 5 innings pitched, 2 hits, 1 run that was earned, 5 walks, and 7 strikeouts. A new season high in strikeouts. However, those walks did end up leading to the run scoring. This pitch is dealt and missed from Davis Foshee. He goes down for the second time today, and it's the first strikeout of the evening for Dylan Jordan. Indians have dealt 8 strikeouts in this ballgame so far, while Jordan Jones and Stanhope has managed just 2 from the mound. And if you look at the statistics here, Wetumpka's kind of leading in most of it. 6 hits for Wetumpka to just 2 for Stanhope. First pitch is a strike to Tristan Wilson. Wilson has one of those 2 hits. He had a single last inning. He was the one that ended up scoring to tie the ballgame. 0-1, up and away. It's a 1-1 count for Wilson. Jordan's pitch swung at, flying to right field. Richardson trails back, sets up camp, and has the out. He catches 2 of the outs in this inning. Stanhope Elmore goes 3 up and 3 down. We are still tied, 1 apiece, heading to the bottom of the 6th on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Into the bottom of the 6th we go. And now things start to come down to the wire a little bit. Wetumpka is looking to try and take the lead. Remember, the Indians scored that first run very early on. Wetumpka getting on the board in the 3rd. I say very early on. Took them a couple of innings. But Wetumpka had hot bats throughout. Remember, we were a total of 5 hits in just the first 3 innings. Things have kind of gone cold since. Just 1 that came last inning. The first pitch to Peyton Dickey is fouled back. Pardon, Dylan Jordan. Lineup change here for Wetumpka. Remember, Jordan just came in as the pitcher. Peyton Dickey on deck. A wave and a miss to make it 0-2. Pardon, he's actually taking the place of Henry Evers, and then Dickey will be up next. He is getting warm right now. It's an 0-2 count. This pitch waved at and tipped back foul, but caught in the mitt. It will go down as a strikeout. Jones picking up his 3rd. Peyton Dickey will come up as expected.
Number 2,
Try and give you an update on the lineup as we get it, with Wetumpka making some changes here. First pitch here is grounded by Dickey to the second baseman. Allen picks it up and makes the throw for the second out. A quick out number two from Dickey on the ground ball brings up what should be Asher Nobles, and it will be.
Number 25, Asher Nobles.
Indians with Nobles now, who sends one to the shortstop. It's picked up, and a throw is in time. Two first pitch swings that each equal out to ground balls. And Wetumpka goes three up and three down. And we're going to have to settle this one in the final inning, probably. We head to the seventh, tied up, one apiece on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell Dewitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDewittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDewittCenter.com. RussellDewittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center at Building Supply.
Back now for the seventh inning of play, and we are tied right now between Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore. Our score 1-1. Indians scored their run back in the third. Stanhope Elmore charged back in the fifth, scoring one then as well. It is still Dylan Jordan on the mound, who came in last inning. He'll deal for ball one up high, going up against Jacob Tharp at the bottom of the order. One-oh pitch is in for a strike.
I think that caught Tharp a little bit off guard there. Didn't even try to swing at that one and watched it go by, and then kind of gave a look back to the umpire like he questioned the call.
1-1 count. Tharp will step out of the box for a brief moment. Now will deal. Pitch goes inside, and a 2-1 count. Jordan, in his first inning of play, that was in the sixth, recorded a strikeout as Stanhope Elmore went 1-2-3. A couple flyouts in there as well. This pitch is cut on and missed, and the count evens back up at two each. Tharp's been on base once. He had a walk in the fifth. He was also struck out in the third. The 2-2 will hit the shoulder of Tharp. Our first hit batter, and it comes at a pretty rough time here in the seventh as Stanhope Elmore has the go-ahead run standing at first base.
And we're going to get a pinch runner at first base as well, electing to send in jersey number 30. That's Brandon Burdett.
So Burdett will stand at first. Indians tied up with Stanhope Elmore, 1-1 in the top of the seventh here. No outs and a runner at first for the Mustangs. At the top of the order for Stanhope Elmore, it's Noah Allen. Allen is 0-3 today, including a strikeout his last time up in the fifth. Jordan, no pitch, pulling back on a bunt, but taking a strike anyway is Allen.
And I figured the bunt might be something we see. Both of these teams not afraid to play some small ball, and you get the leadoff runner on. Now a pinch runner.
This pitch in for a strike as well. Continuing to show that bunt is Allen. Again, with the small ball approach that we've seen for both teams today. The righty batter steps back up. 0-2 as Jordan looks for his second strikeout potentially. Comes in. This bunt is skied foul. Caught the bottom of it there.
And that was a two-strike count. I don't really surprised by that bunt attempt with the 0-2 count. I mean, you give up and out there. Why don't you swing away? That's a little bit perplexing.
So he will go down, and that will be the first out. One down, runner at first. Dealing here to Anderson, who golfs one foul to left field.
Solid contact on the low swing there, but just a little bit out in front of it. And man, going back, I wonder what the confusion was there. I don't know whether or not Allen knew the count. I don't know if he was told the bunt with two strikes, which it feels inconceivable. I mean, it's just completely shocking in a 1-1 ball game just to give the out away, especially when you bunt twice or show bunt twice.
The 0-1 is upstairs.
And going back, I mean, you show bunt twice and they're not able to draw contact either time. I don't get it, but we'll take the out, that's for sure.
Runner still at first, 1-1 count. Hayden Anderson, who's already had a base hit today. He's 1-for-2 with a walk as well. Pitch comes out of the glove of Fawcett for a moment, but no harm done. It was called for a ball. Fawcett had to stand up for that one. Two-one count now. Pitch to Anderson. Breaking ball inside. A little bit low as well. Jordan has a strikeout to his name, but he also has a hit batter. No walks yet, technically. Now the 3-1 as Jordan fires. Fouled back. Went towards the press box there.
Now full count, 3-2. This is a really big at-bat with one down and now a full count. The go-ahead run, this is about as high pressure as it comes if you're Dylan Jordan.
Jordan coming in as the reliever for Miller Lombardi. This is second inning up. Hit it through cleanly last time. This payoff is fouled. He pitched a clean first inning of 1-2-3, including that strikeout. Has led his first batter on with the hit by pitch. But no hits yet. Looking for a strikeout here would be his third. Pitch sent to right field, deep to right field. Richardson grabs it in foul territory there for the flyout.
And that was good hustle there from Kyle Richardson. Again, it's kind of flashback to what we saw to end the top of that sixth inning where Richardson really had to track all the way over and in a little bit. And good job to stick with it and catch it in foul territory.
Grayson Jones now up. Still the runner at first with two outs. Mustangs looking for what would be their third hit of the evening. Just two so far, despite being able to tie it up in this low-scoring game one. Jordan at the ready. Now he'll pitch upstairs. Buzz the tower a little bit for Jones. Remember, these two teams do play again on Thursday for games two and three. The 1-0. Chopper towards third. Picked up here. Jax with a throw. Got him. on the run throw for the out. And despite the hit batter, it's Jordan who's able to take care of it. And Wetumpka will have a chance to potentially walk it off when we get to the bottom of the seventh on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Injuries don't wait, and neither should you. At Baptist Ortho Now, you get fast, specialized care for sprains, strains, fractures, and sports injuries without the ER wait. Walk in and be seen by orthopedic specialists with on-site x-rays, casting, and treatment all in one place. No appointment needed, just real care right when you need it. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 8, for injuries that can't wait, but don't need the emergency room. Baptist Ortho Now. Walk in, get treated, get back.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie here at Bazemore Field for game one of Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore. Again, games two and three will be on Thursday, but right now the focus is on this final frame of the expected length of this ball game, seven innings here. We're in the bottom of the seventh, tied up one apiece as Wetumpka will come up to bat. Leading off will be Bobo Browning. Browning, the center fielder, has a single in the second. And Wetumpka, all it takes is one. Just need the one run to try and get the game one win. It would help them command the way to a potential area championship. First pitch to Browning is called for a strike. About the outside corner there did Jordan Jones.
And I like the first pitch taken here. You got Jones going deep into this game. You can be a little bit selective with your pitches.
This pitch is fouled.
It was in the dirt, 1-1.
I beg your pardon, 1-1 count. Pitch taken inside. Had to weave out of the way of that one. Well, Wetumpka has been tied after six innings twice this year. They are 1-1 this season. The 2-1 pitch is fouled. This time, I promise it's fouled. This would be the first time this year that we've had a walk-off finish to an Indians baseball game. Regardless of which way this goes, we're going to end in that direction. 2-2 count for Browning. Pitch driven to right field, chopped right to the second baseman, though, as Allen picks it up and makes the throw for out number one. Tough one there for Browning. Had a nice sound to it, at least, and just ends up as a chopper straight to the second baseman. Miller Lombardi leads off now, the starting pitcher this afternoon. As he comes up, try and help give the Indians a man on, potentially a win. First pitch swung at and fouled. Lombardi pitched through the first five innings of this ball game. If you're just joining us, he had seven strikeouts over that time. However, he did give up that run at the end of his tenure, and so this game would not go to him as a pitcher. It would actually go to Dylan Jordan if it is a win for Wetumpka, and go as a loss actually to Jordan as well. 0-1 pitch. Lombardi checks and fouls. Actually got just a small piece of it there on what looked like a check swing attempt. No balls, two strikes for Lombardi. Pitch, this time lifted to center field. It will drop for a base hit, and the Indians have the go-ahead run standing at first base.
And that's a huge piece of clutch hitting from Lombardi. You foul off a couple, or well, you try to check your swing. It's a good mental recovery there on a pitch you definitely didn't mean to swing on. Squares that one up, and that's as beautiful as a base hit as you can get, right over the second base and straight into the outfield grass. Connor Jack's up now.
First hit for Lombardi after an 0-for-2 start, and now they go to the man who has had the hottest bat this afternoon for Wetumpka. He is 2-for-3. He's gotten on all three times, though. Lombardi taking off, trying to steal second, and will easily do so. The catcher, Wilson, tried to throw for it. It wouldn't have gotten there in time. It was off target anyway. And Lombardi is in scoring position now with Jax ready to roll.
Yeah, and that's huge for a couple of different reasons. Number one, you got a guy in scoring position. That's the obvious one. But you also eliminate the potential ground ball double play that would send this game to extra innings.
Well, Jax also has an out to give here, so could try for something that would just allow Lombardi to get to third, if that's what it comes down to. Was a ball to Lombardi, so it's a 1-0 count. Or pardon, to Jax. Jones takes a breath. He'll look back at second. Now he'll fire. No, time called before on what would have been ball two.
Seen the Indians do that a couple of times. Logan Fawcett has been the primary man doing that, but maybe Jackson, the Indians, trying to play a little bit of mental games with Jones out there, who's gone deep into this game.
It worked for Fawcett early on, who had the single, and they just call a balk?
I think that might be an intentional walk.
So Jax is going to take first base. I'm not sure if that goes as an intentional walk or not, but it was a 1-0 count, and they pointed him over to first base. So Jack stands at first, and it'll be Kyle Richardson who comes up. Jack's at first, Lombardi at second. This is Kyle Richardson up to bat with one out. And at the very least, this could force the double play if he gets one in play. That may have been part of the logic of this. Pitch driven right back to the pitcher, who is able to catch it. He'll throw to first, and a double play for Stanhope Elmore sends us to extras. A 1-3 double play off the line drive right back to the glove of Jones, the pitcher, and we are still tied and need a little bit of free baseball here.
Yeah, that's just a tough break for Kyle Richardson. He squared that up so cleanly, and you hit it just a couple of inches to the left or to the right. That's a base hit that likely scores the winning run, but that's sometimes just the game of baseball. Tough break.
That will end the planned seven innings. We get some free baseball coming up when we return. Eighth inning coming up on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Right here at home with Baptist Health. From emergency care to advanced heart services, orthopedics, and women's health, Baptist Health is delivering the kind of care our community deserves, close to home. Their team of physicians, nurses, and specialists are committed to one thing, you and your family. Because great health care isn't about treatment, it's about trust. Choose the care more families across Central Alabama count on every day. Baptist Health, stronger together.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
We've been having such a good time here at Bazemore Field that we wanted to stay a little bit longer for an eighth inning of baseball between Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore. We are tied at one run each. Indians scored that one run in the third inning, and then Stanhope Elmore battled back in the fifth and got one there to tie it up. And we've had goose eggs ever since, especially after the line drive double play that ended the planned seven innings. And so now Stanhope Elmore will lead off with Kavaris Ellis. It'll be Ellis with Braden Smith and Cooper Mitchell due up behind him. The pitch is in for ball one. Dylan Jordan still on the mound for Wetumpka. Jordan has dealt two strikeouts so far. Pitch in the dirt there, 2-0. Has not walked anyone, but did have the hit batter last inning. Managed to get out of that hole anyway. Count. Pitch upstairs. Three balls and no strikes. This would be the first walk given up by Jordan, and it will be as the pitch goes outside, and the leadoff batter takes first base. Kavaris Ellis would be the winning run, and he stands at first.
Now that's back-to-back innings for the Mustangs, though they've gotten the leadoff batter on. They are threatening right now, and it's still Jordan out there on the mound, and see if there might be some action in the Indians' bullpen.
Well, Wetumpka has really made it easy on Stanhope Elmore. Now six total walks today, and one hit batter in the process. This is Braden Smith, who just took a pitch low and away.
Flash bunt, though, and no surprise to anybody who's been paying attention throughout the course of this game. Both teams not afraid of small ball.
The 1-0 in for a strike this time. We saw a heck of a showing from Miller Lombardi earlier as he recorded seven strikeouts, but then the walks started to pile up, and that's what allowed Stanhope Elmore to tie it. Now that allowed their go-ahead runner to stand at first. The 1-1. A pullback bunt there that sails high. 2-1. Jordan came out with a fire in him, pitching a strikeout in the sixth in a three-up and three-down inning. Saw a little bit of the cracks in the seventh, but managed to take care of it anyway after a struggling hit-by-pitch early. This pitch is pulled back on a ball. They'll throw to second. Can they make the tag? No. It was bobbled by Peyton Dickey as Fawcett had the throw there. Felt like it was in time. And Dickey just lost it out of the glove. Couldn't make the tag. Stolen base for Kavaris Ellis. It's a 3-1 count. Braden Smith, a chance to take a walk as well. Jordan looks back, now fires. Outside pitch, back-to-back walks here. Smith stands at first. Kavaris Ellis stays where he is at second. Not what Wetumpka wants here. They're going to have a conversation on the circle on the mound for just a moment. Connor Jacks, the third baseman, coming in having a talk. And if it's any silver lining here, this would give Wetumpka a chance at a potential double play, kind of like what we saw an inning ago with Stanhope Elmore. It'll be a pinch hitter coming up for Stanhope. Beg your pardon, it will not be. It'll actually be Cooper Mitchell still. They had Will Stevens, who's wearing number 4 today. They had him kind of at the ready and seemingly warming up. And then went back to Cooper Mitchell instead. Mitchell, the left fielder, will have to wait for a moment as Jordan thought about trying to pick off second, ends up holding on to it. Mitchell has had two flyouts. He also did have a sack bunt today. And really anything in play would give Stanhope a chance to win it. First pitch here on a showing bunt. They'll go for a strike anyway. I said anything in play. I don't know if a bunt will quite do the job, but that seems to be the approach anyway. They get into a part of the order here for Stanhope that has not recorded a hit with Mitchell and Foshi, but then if they get to the bottom here, Wilson already has a single today. He's in that eight slot. They should get to him with no outs so far. Runners at first and second, a 1-1 ball game in the top of the eighth. Wetumpka will, of course, have a chance to answer if Stanhope can score. This pitch is bunted foul.
And that was a little interesting defensively for the Indians. Asher Nobles came and charged all the way, just about 15 feet away from home plate, ready for the bunt. But if he decides to pull back, and that was before Jordan had started his motion, so you leave a chance there for Mitchell to maybe try to pull one over you.
It's an 0-2 count after the foul ball for Mitchell. Jordan looking for strikeout number three. Here it comes. Going down, he will take a strike. He showed the bunt there and never managed to actually get contact on it. And that accounts for strikeout number three and helps the task of Jordan, who's still dealing with runners at first and second. Now we will get that pinch hitter we told you about before. This is Will Stevens. He's coming in the place of Davis Foshi instead, who was the designated hitter. Again, Foshi was 0 for 3 today, so making a change here in the seventh slot with one out, runners at first and second. Pitch driven to left field. No, caught by the third baseman. There's the throw at second, and a double play to end the top of the eighth. The line drive from Stevens was picked by Connor Jacks, and he makes the throw to second in time. An Indians double play, and Wetumpka will have the momentum going to the bottom of the eighth with a chance to try and walk it off once again. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Injuries don't wait, and neither should you. At Baptist Ortho Now, you get fast, specialized care for sprains, strains, fractures, and sports injuries without the ER wait. Walk in and be seen by orthopedic specialists with on-site x-rays, casting, and treatment all in one place. No appointment needed, just real care right when you need it. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 8, for injuries that can't wait, but don't need the emergency room. Baptist Ortho Now. Walk in, get treated, get back.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take the time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Welcome you to the bottom of the eighth as we continue in extra innings here between Wetumpka and Stanhope. Tied up 1-1. Mustangs just had two runners on off of walks, but then the line drive double play, and you said it over the break. It was kind of our turn there after Stanhope forced one as well to end the seventh inning.
Yeah, absolutely. Two hard hit balls that you get through that might score the either go ahead or winning run. Both times snagged on the fly and doubling them up on the line drive. And felt like the Mustangs were fired up after they did it to end the bottom of the seventh, but Indians were just as fired up, if not more so. Here now they get a chance, like you said, Gavin, to walk this off into the sunset.
Well, and now you get into some of the more powerful hitters for Wetumpka, even though they maybe haven't been the most successful portion of the lineup today. That top has been a little bit better in this ball game, but Aiden Peek, who you mentioned, one of the two guys that has a triple this season, the other being Henry Evers. He's supposed to bat as well, but remember Dylan Jordan came in. First pitch is a ground ball from Peek going to second. It'll be picked up and a toss to the pitcher, Jones, who will tag the bag for the out.
And Jones is still on the mound here. He is pitching deep into this ball game. definitely going to need some ice when he heads home tonight.
Well, Jones is looking for what would be a complete game. He, I think, was hoping that maybe they could finish that off earlier. And staying on the mound, he would still get credit for that. One out, no one on, and a 1-1 ball game. Logan Fawcett is up now. Had a single to start the ball game. This pitch is skied to left field. The third baseman, Smith, trailing. Shortstop will go for it instead. That's Hayden Anderson, and that's two down.
And that's a quick two outs on just two pitches for the Indians. And when you have a guy like Jones who's gone deep into this ball game, you'd like to try and work that count a little bit more, try to see if you can catch him sleeping. And Dylan Jordan will come up to bat yet again.
Jordan, who was pinch hitting for Evers last time up, that was in the sixth. He struck out then. First pitch called for a strike. Jordan has managed to hold Stanhope scoreless through the three innings of pitching. He'll wave and miss at this one to go 0-2. Just a sophomore trying to keep Wetumpka's hopes alive in the bottom of the eighth. Still tied, though, so not the end of the world. 0-2 pitch is fouled.
Good job to stay alive on that one.
Now the 0-2. Wave and a miss. Jordan goes down. Jordan Jones picks up another strikeout. Wetumpka goes three up and three down. We head to the ninth inning of this ball game now on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Injuries don't wait, and neither should you. At Baptist Ortho Now, you get fast, specialized care for sprains, strains, fractures, and sports injuries without the ER wait. Walk in and be seen by orthopedic specialists with on-site x-rays, casting, and treatment all in one place. No appointment needed, just real care right when you need it. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 8, for injuries that can't wait, but don't need the emergency room. Baptist Ortho Now. Walk in, get treated, get back.
We continue in extra innings here as Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore remain tied at one apiece. We're in the top of the ninth now, and Dylan Jordan will stay on the mound for Wetumpka here, trying to continue to hold the Mustangs scoreless. He's done so through the last three innings after Stanhope scored their one run in the fifth. Gavin Baxley, Mitch Petrie along with you here this afternoon. Has been a change, and we failed to mention it. Miller Lombardi has actually moved to shortstop. That's where Aiden Peake was. Remember, Lombardi was the pitcher earlier. First pitch from Jordan, in for a strike. He's going up against Tristan Wilson. Wilson had the single in the fifth, and he scored off of it. 0-1 is inside. To give you a little bit of an update on where the lineup is right now, the only other change is Aiden Peake is now in left field. He took the place of Henry Evers, who is now out of the lineup. I'll give you the full rundown here in just a moment. 1-1. Wave and a miss. So it's Dylan Jordan on the mound, Fawcett the catcher. Nobles stands at first base with Dickey at second. Connor Jacks is the third baseman with Lombardi at short. Aiden Peake, Bobo Browning, and Kyle Richardson from left to right in the outfield. Time called for a moment for Tristan Wilson. who's already been struck out once today back in the second. Dylan Jordan with three strikeouts so far and a 1-2 count. Pitch caught on and missed for number four now for Jordan. Wilson goes down swinging. That's one away and trying for two more outs here to hopefully give Wetumpka a chance to win it in the bottom of the ninth. This will bring up Jacob Tharp. Tharp has been on twice off of a walk and a hit by pitch. First pitch to Tharp, wave and a miss. Oh, 01 upstairs. Well, this is our only extra innings ball game this season for Wetumpka. 1-1. In for a strike. And we're making up for, I guess, time that we skipped out on thanks to 7 run rule wins this season. Now having to play a college-length baseball game here in the ninth. 1-2. Breaking ball that finds the zone. What a pitch from Jordan for number 5 on the evening.
Man, took words right out of my mouth. That was a beautiful pitch. Just caught the outside edge of the zone. It looked like it was going to be a ball up until probably the last 10 feet, and then she takes a hard nosedive right on that outside edge. Great pitch from Jordan. Back-to-back strikeouts.
Jordan, this inning has been the artist in the strike zone, the canvas here with back-to-back strikeouts. Noah Allen at the top of the order, and he'll take for ball one. Allen has been struck out twice, once by each pitcher in the fifth and the seventh. The 1-0. Can't find the zone there either.
Mentioned he struck out twice, flown out twice as well, and nothing if not consistent here tonight for Noah Allen.
Still without a hit, although remember, most of Stanhope is with just 2 total hits tonight. Pitch comes in for a strike, makes it a 2-1 count. 1-1 ball game, 2 outs, and a 2-1 count with nobody on. Allen, ready, pitch downstairs. Now a 3-1 count. Jordan's pitch will find the zone, getting that inside corner this time to send the count full. Looking for a clean sweep of this ninth inning when it may matter most. Payoff. Got him. Struck out looking. That's 3 in a row. Dylan Jordan is cooking on the mound right now. 6 strikeouts, including 3 in a row in the ninth. Wetumpka with another chance to try and win it coming up in the bottom of the ninth on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Hi, I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
of the ninth, and Wetumpka with yet another chance to try and walk this ball game off. This time it'll be Peyton Dickey with an opportunity. And everybody getting a chance here in extras. Indians went three up and three down in the eighth. Peyton Dickey due up with Asher Nobles and Bobo Browning scheduled behind him. Jordan Jones still on the mound for his ninth inning. Pitch is in for a called strike. May have caught the bottom of the zone there.
And worth noting, although it is the eighth or ninth inning now for Jones.
0-1. A ball downstairs.
Although it is the eighth inning, he's only thrown 82 pitches. That was his 82nd, so he's been rather efficient on the mound. Although the Indians have had been able to hit him, just not able to score.
1-1 is grounded and caught by Jones at the mound. He'll underhand toss it to first for the first out.
As a quick reaction time there from Jones, stuck out his glove, and it was almost a look what I found play. Just kind of picked it up right away, and then momentum already carrying him to first base. A little bit easy to toss that one over.
Well, Jones over the last three innings has made a couple plays now with it coming back to him on what we call an Adam ball. It came right back at him. Asher Noble's up. Pitches in for ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out, no one on. Indians tied up with Stanhope Elmore, 1-1 in the bottom of the ninth. Jones' pitch is swung at and fouled. Noble's 0-for-3 this afternoon with ground outs each time. Indians as a team have 7 hits, outdoing the Mustangs who have just 2. Pitch. Called for a strike, 1-2.
It's a good pitch from Jones there, just painting that outside edge. He's really done a great job of finding his command throughout the course of this game, only giving up one walk, one of them.
1-2 now, swung at, skied to left field. Foul territory, Mustangs think they can play it, and I think they did. They ran into the bullpen there, but I don't think that counts. That's not actually part of the field of play. I'm not quite sure. I don't think they're going to give them the credit for this.
Well, the third base umpire called him out, but Noble's still in the box, so I think you're right.
Well, we saw the signal. The third base umpire actually put the arms out, which I think means that it's out of play. Now, you know, if you steal it over the wall on a home run effort, that's a little bit different. But if you're standing in the bullpen, that's not quite the same, considering Stanhope Elmore's bullpen not in play at all. So a good call there. Pitch came in a moment ago, by the way, to make it a 2-2 count. It was just outside. Even up, 2 apiece. Pitch dead center of the zone. He caught Nobles looking for a strikeout. Seeing the strikeouts start to ramp up this afternoon for Jordan Jones as well, who has continued to battle through what is now his ninth inning of play. He's going up against Bobo Browning at the bottom of the order with no one on and 2 outs.
Worth noting, though, that there is action in the Stanhope Elmore bullpen, and if we get to the bottom of the 10th, it may no longer be Jones' game.
First pitch comes in and nearly clips Browning. 5 strikeouts so far.
And, you know, I completely understand the reaction of getting out of the way, but with 2 down, base runners hard to come by in extra innings. I'd like to see Bobo just wear that one.
1-0 pitch. Swung at hard, but missed.
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head there. Bobo's trying to maybe end it with one swing there. Big cut, but nothing doing.
Browning has 2 home runs this season. 1-1 pitch. It was chopped foul towards third.
You mentioned Bobo with 2 home runs. One of just 2 Indians on the season with multiple home runs. Most recent one came back on Thursday night in the solo game that was supposed to be a doubleheader against Percy Julian.
1-2 count. Jordan takes a moment, or Jones takes a moment. Now we're ready. Pitch is Called for a ball. Count goes even. It was a breaking ball that was hoping to clip the bottom there, and they're not going to give him the credit for it.
And I think Bubba will be thrilled to get that call. Looked like he stepped out, might have thinking that it was a strike and was about to retreat. But umpire will give the nod to the black and gold.
Count evens. Deuce is wild now. This pitch inside again. Browning says it caught him in the elbow. And again, not getting the credit for it. That's the second time he's almost been hit. He claims he was. But you're kind of right about, you know, trying to take one a little bit. You can't lean into it, but if it's all the way in your batter's box, then you can sell it a little bit. Payoff pitch is a swing and a miss. Jones with yet another strikeout. That is his sixth, as Wetumpka now goes three up and three down. And we like baseball so much, we're just going to keep playing the rest of the night. Heading to the 10th now, tied up one apiece on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
Into the 10th inning we go. Top of the 10th here. Stanhope Elmore is up to bat as we continue tied up 1-1 between Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore. Remember, these two will play again on Thursday in a doubleheader. First pitch from Dylan Jordan, who remains on the mound, will come in for ball one. He's going up against Hayden Anderson, who is up to bat for the fifth time today. One hit, and he's been walked once. The 1-0. Wave and a miss. Told you before about how Wetumpka made some fielding changes with Lombardi at short and Aiden Peake at left field. They continue in that style as this pitch goes upstairs. Made that change after the fifth, actually, when Lombardi came off the mound. That's why we haven't seen Henry ever since. 2-1 count. This one is golf to deep center field. Not quite deep enough, though, as it is caught by Bobo Browning. That's the furthest we've seen one go so far tonight.
Still a wide ways off from being close enough to where you have to worry about it. Bobo probably made that catch about 20, 25 feet in front of that center field fence, but definitely good contact here as Jordan starts to go deep in this game.
Grayson Jones now up. And yeah, you're right. You know, we kind of touched on how Lombardi went for five innings, and we're thinking that's a long time to have been out there himself as this pitch comes inside for ball one against Jones. And now Dylan Jordan, if he can finish this inning, would be dead even with Lombardi. And he has tied his longest tenure on the mound. Pitch low and away. If he can get one more out, it'll be the longest stint on the bump for him this season. So far at 4 1/3. Two balls, no strikes. Check swing, strike anyway. Grayson Jones was walked in the fifth and is otherwise 0-3 today. This pitch is outside the zone for ball three. Yeah. Now 3-1. With one out, no one on. Pitch is chopped. A ground ball that takes an awkward hop past the glove of Lombardi. That will allow Grayson Jones to get on.
And that's just sometimes the way the cookie crumbles. Lombardi charged in for it, and right as it was a little bit of a chopper, it just caught the edge of that infield lip, took a sky ball bounce, and just nicked the top of the glove of Lombardi. He was almost able to snare it, but will trickle into the outfield, and now the go-ahead run on here in the top of the 10th inning.
You mentioned the lip, just that moment right there where the grass crosses over with the turf, or the dirt, that is, and getting a spot like that, it takes a little bit of a higher hop and it allows a man to get on. First pitch to Ellis was downstairs for ball one.
And they did credit Jones there with the single. No error against Lombardi, and I think rightfully so. It's just a tough hop.
1-0 count, runner at first. Pitch is outside from Jordan. Tie ball game, 1-1. In the top of the 10th with one out. Mustangs just recorded its third hit of the night. First one since the fifth inning. 2-0. Wave and a miss on a downstairs pitch.
That's a really good way to recover for Dylan Jordan. You give up the tough single there. You come back with two balls immediately and then finally firing a strike and start to work your way back into this count.
And Kavaris Ellis, who has been walked 3 times, still ahead on the count 2-1. This pitch now blasted to shallow right field. Richardson stopped up. He let it go past him now. Mustangs with a man at third, racing home. They're going to have a chance at a play. Fawcett can't make the tag, and Stanhope Elmore will take the lead. Just a disastrous play here for Wetumpka as it dropped in front of the feet of Kyle Richardson, and he misjudged it a little bit. It slipped past him. Throw to Fawcett was off target just slightly as well, and it scores in one run. They'll have the other standing at third base, that being Kavaris Ellis. Interested to see how they score this as well. I felt like he could have made a play as in just catching it. He felt otherwise and stopped up, and that's what led to the mess that was made after.
They did credit him with the single and then the error on Richardson after the fact.
So it is a single, but the runner is at third base in Ellis.
And Ellis just showed, or not Ellis, sorry, Smith in the box now just showed bunt here with one out and a runner at third, maybe trying to squeeze.
Possibly. An 0-1 count here. He'll cut and miss this time. Just a one-run difference. This is the first time all night Stanhope Elmore has led the ballgame. Wetumpka led after the third when they scored their only run. 0-2 pitch. Wave and a miss and a strikeout for Dylan Jordan. As he takes Braden Smith down, trying to stop the bleeding here and keep it at just a one-run ball game.
Number 99, Cooper Mitchell.
Cooper Mitchell is up. Good to keep in mind here also that if Wetumpka can keep it within one, they're going to be in a decent spot in the lineup when we come back around, with Lombardi being the leadoff batter. It'll be Jackson Richardson coming up in the bottom of this inning. 2 outs, runner at third, 2-1 Mustangs. Pitch waved on and missed by Cooper Mitchell.
Yeah, you mentioned, well, who's coming up for the Indians? It's 1-2-3, and feels like that's where most of the production has come all night long, but now it's really important to keep it just a one-run game as that one is lifted down the third baseline. Jax has got a read on it, real high pop-up, and has to lean all the way back, but he will make the grab.
Yeah, he set up camp for it and makes the third and final out. And that carries us into the bottom of the 10th. Mustangs do take the lead, though, and now it all comes down to the bottom of this inning when we return on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to
to tackle any job. The bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip. Call your Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952. We're here to keep you on the road.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Bottom of the 10th inning now, and Mustangs just took the lead 2-1 over Wetumpka. And it all comes down to this with Miller Lombardi leading off. It'll be Connor Jackson, Kyle Richardson behind him. First pitch in for a strike.
Yeah, and you just got to get some base runners on. The Indians have been six up, six down in extra innings. It has not been the night they had hoped for.
0-1. Is swung at, driven foul. Lombardi has three multi-base hits this year, all doubles. Did record a single his last time up. That was in the seventh. 0-2 pitch. Cut on. This one hops over the pitcher, caught by the second baseman. The throw is mishandled and will allow Lombardi to get on. Noah Allen threw it a little bit low to Tharp. And it hopped over him, and Lombardi gets on first base. The tying runner stands at first with Connor Jacks coming up.
And also worth noting, it's still Jones on the mound, pitching into the 10th inning.
And he's continued to battle here today. And a game that would be decided by him, essentially. First pitch to Jacks, called for a strike. Play goes as an error against the second baseman, Allen, so a throwing error. It's the fourth combined tonight between the two, both teams with two errors total. And the errors and walks have been a big part of why Stanhope Elmore was able to tie this game back in the fifth, and now seeing Stanhope Elmore allow the tying run to get aboard because of the same reason. Connor Jacks has an 0-1 count after that last pitch. Coach Brooks called time for a moment to discuss. Jacks continuing his streak of getting on four consecutive appearances. Two hits along with the walk. Got on off of an error once as well. Pausing for a while. Now Jones will pitch. This bunt is fouled.
And Miller Lombardi got a piece of it on the 0-2 count. Did so earlier in the game as well with that single back in the bottom of the seventh. And Jack's going to have to defend here with two strikes and no balls.
Jones, a pickoff attempt first, will not get Lombardi. Jordan Jones has already pitched through nine innings. He has six strikeouts and three walks. 0-2 is called for a ball. Maybe just outside.
Yeah, and that's a little bit closer than I think you want to take on an 0-2 count. But good eye from Jax. He's drawn quite a few walks across the course of the season, one already tonight.
The 1-2. Is dealt just outside again. Evening the count back up. Jack's trying to battle through this. He's taken the last two pitches after talking with Coach Brooks as the runner still stands at first in Lombardi. The 2-2 swung on, foul. Thursday matchups are scheduled for 4:30 and 6:30. Those will be out in Millbrook at Stanhope Elmore. as they try and decide the series there. 2-2 count. Again, a pickoff attempt will not get Lombardi. Grounder right to first. It goes out of the glove of Thorpe. That allows Jax to get on. Runner standing at first and second for the Indians with back-to-back batters making their way.
I'll be interested to see whether they credit that as an error or a hit. It was kind of a hard-hit grounder, and it had to be a backhand from the first baseman, Thorpe. And then it went over the glove of Allen as well. And now they're going to have a meeting on the mound, and I think this might do it for Jones.
They will talk on the mound. I believe that this will qualify as a base hit.
They credit the error to Tharp there. So Indians get two on, both by way of the error, and Lombardi at second represents the tying run and the potential game-winning run, and Connor Jax at first now.
So that means back-to-back errors against Stanhope Elmore here. And the first one, for sure. The second one, I'll give Stanhope a little bit of credit here. That's a tough one with just how hard that ball was coming at the first baseman, Tharp. But nonetheless, Indians have a chance to take advantage with the tying run standing at second and the go-ahead run at first base. Mustangs seemingly not making a change as Jordan Jones remains on the mound, battling through nine innings and yet to record an out here in the 10th. After back-to-back errors with Lombardi and Jax, it's Kyle Richardson who is up. Does not have a base hit tonight. Last time up was the line drive right to the pitcher for the double play. That's what sent us into extras. First pitch to Richardson, pulling back on a bunt on an upstairs pitch. One-oh count. Pitch to Richardson. In for a strike. He pulled back on the bunt. Indians this season, 1-2 in one-run ball games, which we currently have at a 2-1 score. In the bottom of the 10th, 1-1 count, no outs. Runners at first and second for Wetumpka. Jones looks back at second. Now he'll fire. This bunt is missed and a strike. Continuing to show that bunt, by the way, and not shying away from it, at least for now.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here with two strikes, and this is a spot Richardson's familiar with. He had a two-out, two RBI double in the bottom of the sixth back against Bibb County in the Troy tournament all the way back at the beginning of March.
Time is called by Stanhope Elmore. It'll take just a moment. And now back into position here. Tristan Wilson, the catcher, called time. 1-2 count. Jones pitches. Swung at, skied foul. Fourteen total strikeouts for Wetumpka today and six for Stanhope Elmore. The seven apiece have come from both Lombardi and Jordan for the Indians. Jones has pitched all the way through this game so far. Still with a 1-2 count after the foul. Pitch inside this time. Even back up, two apiece.
Some might call this at bat a battle, but it feels more like a war with the foul balls and the bunt attempts, and especially considering the position here with nobody on and two out in a one-run ball game.
2-2 pitch. Waved at and missed. Richardson goes down. That's strikeout number seven for Jones in a crucial moment. Remember, this would end the ball game if he can get these next two outs, as Stanhope Elmore still leads it 2-1. Richardson going down, Aiden Peek is up. Peek had the base hit in the third. It was an RBI single. Reached on a fielder's choice earlier as well. Jones stepped off the mound for a moment. Now he will step back up. Just the one out. Runners at first and second for Wetumpka. Pitch is swung at, goes right into Jones, who misfires, and it will allow the runner to get to second here as Connor Jax is down and slow to get up.
Yeah, and Peek hit the deck after that as well. It feels like it was almost off the neck or the knob of the bat. It might have hit his toe or something, and that's what allowed the air, and Jack's still slow to get up. He finally does so now, and they're going to come out and come take a look at him. And that's a guy you'd hate to see hurt. Jax has been such a huge part of this Indians team, but
to clarify, Aiden Peek was out on that play. He was ruled for a ground ball. Again, you kind of mentioned it, Mitch, that it actually hit him seemingly and was not called for a dead ball there, so that marks two outs, but Wetumpka now, because of that play, has both runners in scoring position. So tying run, standing at third base, and the go-ahead run at second. And I'm not sure you can draw up a storyline much better than getting your all-star catcher in Logan Fawcett to come up to bat here with a chance to tie or take the lead.
Two runners in scoring position, two outs. It does not get much higher pressure than this.
Fawcett's been billed for it. A senior that played in the All-Star game this past summer at Riverwalk Stadium, Dabo's Park, as it's now called. First pitch to Fawcett, called for a strike on what was maybe on the outside a little bit. Fawcett gives the umpire a little look. The parents are not thrilled about it either. 0-1 count. Two outs, runners at second and third. Pitch to Fawcett this time downstairs, and the count evens 1-1. One apiece with two outs. Fawcett at the ready. Jones looks back at second. Now he'll throw. Outside pitch. Two balls and a strike for Logan Fawcett, who has one base hit today. It came in the first. Two couple ground outs and a pop-up since then. This is fifth at bat tonight. Jones one out away from finishing a 10-inning complete game. The 2-1. Waved and missed. Now just one pitch away potentially from ending it for Stanhope and earning a win over Wetumpka on the road. Certainly would set things off balance as we get ready for the two games in Millbrook later this week. Fawcett trying to battle. Has not been struck out today. Hoping to continue that trend here. 2-2 pitch. Fawcett waves and misses and goes down. He is struck out by Jordan Jones. Stanhope Elmore in 10 innings steals one at Bazemore Field. Mustangs win it 2-1 over the Indians after 10 innings of play. A tough one for the Indians here in game one of this three-game series.
Yeah, it was in. It just feels like it was so attainable for the Indians. You out-hit the Mustangs, and in the end, it's just a couple of walks and a couple of errors that cost you the game. It's a tough one, and now heading to Stanhope Elmore's place, you're going to have to win both of them to secure an area championship. It's a tough spot to be in.
Remember, this has major playoff implications as well for if one of these teams will get the home game or not, or home series for the first round, and where they may go. They both clinched the top two finish after both sweeping Percy Julian. But the loss goes against Wetumpka. It also goes against Dylan Jordan, despite a valiant effort of five innings pitched, seven strikeouts, and two walks. He gave up two hits and a run in the process of that. Stanhope Elmore with four hits on the night and four errors in this ball game. Wetumpka with six hits and two errors in this 2-1 final score. Indians led it early on. Mustangs score the final two runs of the ball game and our first extra innings game of the season. Our next broadcast will be this Thursday as Wetumpka takes on Stanhope Elmore for games 2 and 3. Those will be in Millbrook. Mitch will have the call of both of those. And the first pitch for those will be at 4:30 p.m. for game 1 and then approximately 6:30 for game 2. Our final score tonight, 2-1. Stanhope Elmore gets the win. For my broadcast partner, Mitch Petrie, I'm Gavin Baxley. So long, Wetumpka Indians baseball is the exclusive property of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.